Cliffcentral.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
That's it. I can't even say long-awaited, but Youth Leadership Platform in association with Student Brands on Cliff Central. I mean, how fantastic is that? A week ago, we had the founder and MD of Student Brands on the show, Daryl Batkunski, and we also had Chanel Karawan. And here we are. We're launching a Youth Leadership Platform show. Why are we doing this? I mean, the youth are our future. We all say these things. We throw these words around, you know. They want a voice. That's what we think. And it came out again last week in our conversation. They want to be heard. We saw it with Fees Must Fall. And in many other ways, they must be heard, in fact. That's our view. This is a leadership transformation platform from 12 to 3 every Monday. And ending with a youth leadership platform is just so darn appropriate, because we must get our youth into this conversation. They must become part of the solution. I think they want to. They're asserting themselves. They're showing that they want to. And a bit of leadership might help, and a bit of maybe platform more particularly for that. Our youth are frustrated, one would say, or some would say, and they feel like they are not being listened to. Well, let's listen to them and let's give them a voice. So here we are in the studio to launch this leadership youth leadership platform is Daryl and Chanel. Welcome again.
Hello. We're so happy to be back.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, ball of energy here to my right. I must just be careful. Duck. Okay, that's Chanel. Thank you guys for joining us. And I'm going to ask you in a moment, why would you want to be part of this? And then right in front of me is the founder of Cliff Central. He's not like super young. He doesn't fall under the youth category.
No, I'm old.
but man, a lot of youth followers. You connect with them all the time. You speak to youth, schools. I mean, you're all over Idols. We can stop mentioning all of that. But so Gareth is here to be part of this launch and also to share his views. And then just by luck, we had our CLC feature now, Gareth, and then this young man walked in.
I heard it.
Yeah. So we've got King Zwelithini's son, Prince Hlobo Zulu, who joined us in the previous segment just to testify of Wi-Fi calling. So I said, hey.
Of course.
Yeah. So why don't you stay on, you know, and tell us what you think some of the themes are we should debate on this platform and things we should discuss. So thank you for joining us. But that's the essence of this show, and it's a half hour for now. Who knows where it's going to end up? Chanel and Daryl, all of us, but starting with you guys, why were you so excited about getting involved with this? Chanel, you start.
Firstly, Student Brands really prides itself for wanting to be a part of that voice that the students have, but they don't have the platform to get it out there. We tried with our student portal, you know, to give them that platform, but we found it's more of an information center for them, where they come to find information on bursaries, etc., like I explained last week. And the reason why we were so excited is because this is a live platform where they can interact with us and debate and discuss important issues with us, and we can be a part of it.
And the phone is like the constant companion, isn't it? Eternal companion, all of the youngsters, well, all of us these days. And this all happens on the phone. It can happen on the phone. The podcast, the downloads, the app, everything we do here is like phone stuff. And this is the generation that wants to, I guess the voice that they have, they want to channel through the phone. And the older leaders at the top, as it came out last week, they're not listening through this platform. You know, the youth are trying to use social media to communicate, and it's not being received on the other end. Daryl, why become part of this?
So I think you hit the nail on the head. I very much think it's mobile and digital orientated. Traditional old forms of communication have gone out the window. But I mean, just looking at our site and obviously the youth leadership platform, which is YLP.co.za, all the visitors we've had in the 4 days it's been up is mobile. 99.9% is mobile.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Tell them about the social media that we created within a weekend.
So it took 4 days, and we launched a basic Facebook and Twitter page and obviously a website. Thanks to the guys at Cliff Central for giving us all the artwork very fast and very quickly.
Yeah, we're good at this.
And we pushed out a bit of social media, a bit of emails, just to get the word out there. It's really its first launch into non-radio on the internet. And yeah, we're going to see where it goes to from here and hopefully be able to iron out if there are any problems and the best ways to do it and gain a following and have a platform for the voice, the youth to be heard.
Okay, and let's remind everyone why we're doing it today in a semi-rushed fashion. It's Youth Month. So let's launch this youth leadership platform in Youth Month. All right, that's the first thing. But it's also holiday. So the youth, so your audience kind of dies down. But despite that, we had quite a lot of likes on that Facebook page and it just started. So we think this is going to go places. Gareth, your views about this, anything we've said, just get into it.
I think everybody's on the same page here. And I think that young people will drive these discussions harder and further than anyone else could. Mm. In South Africa, we've got a vibrant, thriving population of young people, many of whom are already connected to any number of communities, networks, and that kind of thing. But there is absolutely no harm in us starting something like this where we can talk about leadership in youth circles in particular. Because I think a lot of young people are concerned that we don't necessarily have the leaders that we want and that they might have to be the leaders that they want. And I think that this could provide an opportune place and time for young people to discuss their own needs and desires when it comes to leadership and to start articulating what exactly they require from those leaders.
Okay, so this thing is formulating, okay, but I want to kind of bring a vision out that I have for this platform. And then we'll start debating a couple of themes that we think we may need to discuss on this show. My vision is almost that, okay, this show is the gap between the youth and the leaders out there to a large degree.
Yes.
And what's interesting, Gareth, is you do have a mix of old radio format scenario, but new internet here. It's almost like old and new talking to each other and creating an ideal platform. And that's what we want to do. We want to bring the old. I want President Zuma to feel, I want to talk to the youth. This is where I need to come and sit and talk to them. On this platform right here, youth leadership platform, and engage them and for them to infiltrate this place and say, okay, we want to engage you, Mr. President, on a live interactive platform that we own in a way. That's part of my vision for this platform.
That it's owned by young people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's interesting that Prince Hlobo's here with us because he also, just as you know, I had old broadcasting in a traditional sense and now this new world, I think he also straddles an interesting divide that way because traditional leadership in this country is tremendously powerful and important and very significant, and not just in rural areas, but because of their influence and policy too. And I think people like his father have a very important role to play in connecting those traditional communities to the modern world. And if he doesn't do it, someone else will do it in his place, so he has to do it. But more especially, the generation of younger traditional leaders and their families, of which you play a really important part. To me, they bring in an experience of the old and the traditional and an understanding and a cultural reverence for that stuff, which is tremendously significant, which we can't ignore or banish to the outskirts. And you bring it into a place where it can also be digitally relevant to people, right?
Prince Zulu, your views on that you brought bringing your culture and background and your family into the conversation. It's true.
It's very true.
Come a little bit closer.
It's very true. I mean, coming from a family where respect is taught before you can actually walk. I mean, with what Gareth just said now, he just hit it, you know, on point because
he's like that.
No, it's also because I understand. I mean, I'm a bit of, it seems like a contradiction in terms, and I'm sure you often feel the same way about your own position.
Not true.
But I am a traditionalist. There are a lot of things about living in the 21st century that I love that have nothing to do with tradition. But the things that are represented by his father, the king, and people like that are to me very valuable. Mm. We shouldn't ever think of throwing those away and replacing them with things that are much more pragmatic for the modern society, because we'll lose something.
Yeah, throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, it's, well, I mean, speaking about traditional leadership within our youth is very important. And also looking at the times I've had to speak with my father on a personal level with him, with his concern with where the youth is going in this country. I mean, he's very worried, you know, about you know, our youth this time in age, especially In terms of education, in terms of substance, abuse.
Mm.
And I mean, he looks at his children and he just thinks to himself, like, well, what can they do to kind of get to the youth? Because I mean, he is a king, but it's very important to have someone who is the same age as the youth to actually go in and, you know, talk to the youth and penetrate to them. Because I mean, my father's very old school.
Mm.
And you know, many people don't really like to follow old school. So the only way to really put the old school and the new school is to bring both the old and the new and try find a way forward.
Get them talking. Yeah.
To actually get to the youth now. Because I mean, the most people who are really in trouble here are the youth, not the elderly. Mm. You know, so
everything we hear all the time is the youth don't have jobs and the youth this and the youth that and the youth that, substance abuse, we hear all that.
Mm.
Yet there's a dynamics around the youth that are so fascinating. Chanel, your feeling of the vision that I described in my lopsided way?
100% that's the vision. You know, I want this to be a platform for people to tell the truth also about how they're feeling. I feel like sometimes the youth, they might not say it right, like the hashtag fees must fall, but it's their way of getting it out there, even though they're not saying it right, or maybe not, you know, putting it forward correctly. And maybe having this platform is a way for them to have that openness, and they know that people are listening, so they can come here and they can tell the truth and they can say really how they feel about their views.
So are we going to get honesty from the youth on this platform?
I think so. I hope so.
We're going to try, at least.
Yeah,
but I can't. I get a feeling there's an honesty there with the youth at the moment.
I think young people are better at being honest than any generation before. Mm. That's not to say that any generation before was dishonest. I don't want Louis punching me from the other side of the room there. But I do think that, you know, where you mentioned respect when it comes to your father, and you were raised with respect, there isn't an automatic respect among young people for anything, for authority, for tradition, for religion, for government. I think if, you know, South Africa, suddenly if we were told we're all going to be drafted and we're all going to have to go to war, I think there'd be a lot of middle fingers raised to the administration by young people, because I don't think they care about honoring that sort of respect. And there isn't an automatic, yes, well, we will defer to you, just because you're older and just because you've been there for a long time. So it's a complicated thing to take note of. But honesty has a price tag. Mm. If you're going to be honest, you're going to upset people. And this is something I've learned a number of times. And it's something that I think all leaders need to take note of. Because, again, not to put myself in the position of being an exemplary leader, I don't want to do that. But if you're going to do and say things that are honest and have integrity, inevitably, you're going to find people who disagree with you, or who find what you're saying offensive, or who find what you're saying difficult to overcome or work out or figure out. You're going to end up with enemies. So you can't both be popular and honest.
No. You have to decide somewhere, what's more important? Do I want to be liked or respected?
Mm.
And if you choose to be respected, then 50% people will probably like you, and 100% will respect you.
Yeah, but well, I don't think you'll ever get 100% respect. Yeah. I mean, is it possible? Is it possible?
Okay, I thought you were going to answer that one.
No, it's not. It's not. Not that I want to talk about personal issues, but yeah, you know, with when you are liked, you will actually say what people want you to actually say or like hear. But
and that I doesn't mean, get you far, you know.
It, well, I mean, if you speak honesty, some people will respect you. Some people won't. Some people will actually disagree with actually what you actually say. But even though it's you know, the truth. But I wouldn't want to just talk about some personal things as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, we might even want to have your father on yet to talk to the youth. Why don't we put the old men on the platform and we have the youth engage? I don't know what we're going to do yet. We'll carve out a few ideas here today. Someone just sent a message on.
I'll talk to you. I need to get him in here at some point because it would be quite something. No, I think first of all, because there are a lot of there are a lot of misconceptions about traditional leadership, and there are a lot of misconceptions about what the king represents, what the royal family represent. I mean, I've been a student of history for the longest time, and this is probably one of the reasons I'm a bit of a traditionalist, because I have, since the days of Sezanga Kona, been following, you know, every level of your family through the generations, Sezanga Kona and Shaka and Dingaan and Mpande, and then all through the others and Tetswayo, and down through the ranks to your father. And this is a very proud family that we in South Africa ought to prize as an artifact of history, if nothing else. And there's a nation of people around which these stories are a source of huge pride and of huge power. And if we harness that pride and power to our advantage, which obviously was crippled by the former government, and those powers were nefariously used for the advantage of the government rather than for the advantage of the people, if we can right that, we have a fountain of incredible talent, culture, creativity, wisdom that we can implement.
So someone on WeChat here on the honesty thing said, let's be honest, Godwa, I think it is. I hope it's one of our youth followers from now on. The white youth are more afraid to speak out because they are more likely to be called racist and so forth. And then he follows up with, I don't know what that word is, let the white youth know they can be honest. And by the way, they can do it anonymously. But I think really an appeal for let's all be honest. I think the youth are going to be honest. That's what this platform is going
to
be about.
You know, I don't think I've ever met anyone who would rather be lied to and made to feel good than be told the truth and find it disagreeable.
Yeah.
Just to add on, it's also, I feel like it's a sense of individuality as well. The youth are so, they always classified as the sheep. And going with the flock, you know, and their peers, and they're influenced by their peers. Maybe this would be a platform for individuals to stand up and say, this is my opinion. It's not the opinion of my peers and of the other youth that you put me in this group with. It's my opinion and I stand by it.
That's kind of what social media does to, maybe it's an extension of social media. That's what social media, I give my opinion on Twitter and then people attack it from all angles. All right, guys, what are the issues and what do you think we will be debating? You are engaged with the youth much more than I am. You are as well, Prince, as a real prince out there. We had another prince on the previous show, but it was just his name. Gareth, you engage them. I guess I do too, you know, on various levels. But you really are connected with them. So kick this off. What do you think? If we had an audience there and we said, what would you like to debate and discuss on this platform? What do you think it would be? And always the golden thread leadership, as Gareth said in the beginning. There's a lot of things we can discuss. Artists. I also want to put people up here that are followed by youth, people who influence their attitude and their view in life. I want to put them in the studio and I want youngsters to engage them. But what are the themes? What are the issues?
I think that before I say what I think, I should say that this is really an opportunity for us to ask them what they want to talk about. We can make suggestions. I would say politics is a big one. When we sat down with the Wits SRC, that turned into a political meeting. I mean, a political discussion. But maybe we should ask. And that's what we wanted to do with the social media channels, really, is to get you to come on during this next week and tell us what you want to talk about.
Yeah, you know, I wonder, are the youth interested in Brexit? Are they interested in this whole thing happening in the Eurozone? Probably not. Or are they actually having more of those conversations without us knowing it? You're the younger guys. Are they having that conversation? Would we talk about politics? I think yes, but there's a different angle to politics. They bring a different flavor. And you know, the fees must fall, the Wits, the Rhodes campaign. Yes. There's a different feel to it.
I like that, you know, that you're not in a hurry to prescribe what these things should be, that it's an open-ended question. But I think obvious areas to be tackled are issues around employment and unemployment. Because I think for most young people, you've got to make a living. And for some of these people, it has to happen a lot younger than it might have for others because you have child-headed households. You know, we've got major obstacles to overcome. And even though we're a young and vibrant country with a lot of diversity, which I think is a source of massive opportunity, there are practical problems to overcome. Education, unemployment. I mean, you mentioned education earlier. I think substance abuse and that kind of thing, but it's an obvious problem rather than one of the things people want to talk about. And I think also people are already talking about these things on social media. So all we have to do is listen.
Yeah. and they are not being listened to. So let's listen. We're going to listen, Daryl.
Yeah, I think it's. I really do think it's a very valuable platform to have. I like Gareth and Chanel's comment that we're not here to say this is the direction that this show is going to go. We want the youth and, you know, the individuality of people actually coming up and saying, this is my opinion. But we want something more than that. We don't just want what is my opinion is, how would you fix it? You know, it's very easy to stand on the sidelines and say, this is being done wrong. Okay, that's great. How do we fix it is the question.
Okay, let me be upfront here. I have an agenda. I want young people to realize that they are leaders. You don't have to be a CEO. You don't have to run a company with 20, 30, 100, 5,000 people. There's a leader inside all of us. We believe it's your first profession, in fact. I'm a leader, then I'm a student. I'm a leader, then I'm a matriculant. There's a leader inside all of us. We can't all be Mandelas. We can't all necessarily run General Electric across the globe. Sure, because there's only few such positions available, but we have to all see ourselves as leaders. So that's my intention here, is to always bring that back and say, okay, well, these are the things you're complaining about today, students. Let me just ask you, what is the solution? Because leaders find solutions. So that's kind of my agenda. But tell them how they can raise their voice and make suggestions of what we need to debate and discuss here. Where can they go and what must they do?
Well, they can visit the website, which is obviously www.ylp, which stands for Young Leadership Platform.co.za. Obviously, we're on several social media platforms at the moment, Facebook and Twitter being our primaries, followed by WeChat, which is coming up shortly. For Twitter, it's socialylp. And on Facebook, just type YLP into its search box and we should come up.
Excellent. And what we want you to do there is listen. We want you to then, I think in due course, we want a couple of students out there, a live audience, yes. And have them sit here and engage whoever is on the panel. We want suggestions of exceptions. If you know of a young student who's just like Daryl here, who's created a great business, you know, in his first year or her first year, or a great matriculant who made a difference in a school. We also want to showcase those. And, yeah, what do you think, Klobu?
Oh, geez.
Come closer to the mic. Are you also going to say no? We'll let them talk about it. We'll let them suggest. Or do you also want to suggest what we should debate here? What would you say? You are one of those, by the way. So you're not telling us what we... tell us what you would want to debate on this platform.
Well, I mean, not just looking at just debating, I'm just thinking of issues that are dealt with in the rural areas, which is the majority of the country, or if you can put it in that kind of way, is we actually have a lot of problems. Like I see the Joburg and the Durbans, you know, your kind of major cities, but I mean there's more issues outside with youth, and I think it would be very important for maybe people like you and even myself to actually go into those communities where people have been, I can't say abandoned, but then they aren't heard, and to hear them and to kind of see what solutions we actually have for them.
That's a brilliant suggestion. We'll get a big sponsor. In fact, I know someone is very interested already, by the way. And take this mobile even to communities.
Yeah. You see, the point about the rural communities is that these are not people who are yet using social media to the degree that urban people are. And it's a pity because their voice should be as loud and as relevant. And I think you've hit the nail on the head. And possibly with the network of people who you operate with, this is something that we could grow very quickly. There's no reason that someone who isn't on a wireless connection, who's having to pay a lot of really high-priced data price to get the kind of information that the rest of us are maybe getting for free here, that they shouldn't also be privy to that information. Because that emancipates everybody.
Absolutely. And we know someone who's putting up pop-up facilities, brilliant facilities in these rural areas, by the way. Okay. And right there, he puts first-world technology into this pop-up facility. And people like Sibanye and them are wanting to put those up in their community. So why don't we go there? All right, final comments. We have to close down. Chanel, you excited about being involved here? You someone want to facilitate this whole show?
Yes, definitely. I'm very excited. I can't wait. Please go onto our Facebook and Twitter and like us and be involved. That's basically what we want. We want you to be involved. So please help us help you.
Be involved. Speak up. We're going to give you that voice. Daryl, final comment?
Just thanks to Cliff Central for helping us get this off the ground and obviously to you for coming together with us to launch this platform.
Let's give you the last word, Gareth. You,
I'll defer to His Royal Highness.
You have 20 seconds. I'm in charge.
No, I just wanted to thank you for actually inviting me today for both Celsi and
spontaneous. I mean, and it worked out well.
Yeah, and I really wasn't prepared for this today. So I mean, yes. What a blessing! Thank you very much to Cliff Celsi Central and for having me over here. Thank you.
Okay, and that's Prince Hlobo Zulu, and then Gareth Cliff. Thank you for joining us, Gareth.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. And of course, Daryl Botkunski. Thank you, the founder and MD of Student Brands, and of course Chanel Karawan. Thank you so much. Thanks. Look forward to being with you here next week again. That is the Leadership Transformation Platform, 12 to 3 every single Monday. Have a great week, everyone.
The Leadership Platform was brought to you by Sibanye, a proudly South African multi-commodity mining company. This is CliffCentral.com.